From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Police in Spain say the man they shot dead west of Barcelona Monday was the driver of the van used in a terrorist attack Thursday. Catalan's interior minister said everything indicates that the 22-year-old Moroccan man was the driver of the van that was used to kill 15 people during the attack in Barcelona. Police said the man was the last member of a 12-person terrorist cell who was still at large. The U.S. Navy has ordered an immediate worldwide operational pause after a guided missile destroyer, collided with a merchant ship Monday east of Singapore. It's the second such collision in the past 2 months. 10 American sailors are still missing and 5 have been hospitalized. This is U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
I also fully support the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson's efforts right now. He has put together a broader inquiry to look into these incidents and to determine any of the causal factors, to determine what's going on, both immediate contributors to this incident, but also any related factors. And once we have those facts, we'll share them with you.
The destroyer was heavily damaged in the collision, which took place near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. President Trump will explain Monday night why he believes the U.S. should remain committed to Afghanistan. He will make a nationally televised address, and VOA will have complete coverage of the president's speech. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari spoke to the nation for the first time on Monday since his return after many months of medical care in Britain. Correspondent Chika Odua reports from Abuja that the speech did not seem to convince Nigerians that the president is still capable of leading the nation.
Media analyst and activist Mercy Abang says she woke up early to watch the speech live.
He looked exhausted, he looked tired, he looked clearly, he's still sick, we still don't know what's going on. I think it's also a determining factor.
The 74-year-old Buhari spoke for about 5 minutes, focusing on national security. Buhari has a lot to manage as he returns to his duties at the head of Africa's most populous nation. Nigeria's oil-dependent economy remains in recession and has seen soaring inflation rates. Critics say the president's anti-corruption fight is flagging, and Boko Haram has resurged with a wave of suicide attacks in the northeastern capital of Maiduguri. Buhari's health will continue to draw intense scrutiny as Nigerians watch for signs the president is healthy enough to lead. Chika Odua in Abuja for VOA News.
The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills always draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. In Sunday's edition of North Korea's state-run newspaper, officials said President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are, quote, playing with fire by holding the drills and aggravating the already tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. At a cabinet meeting Monday, Moon said North Korea's, quote, continued provocations make the military exercises necessary. And the U.S. Embassy in Moscow says the United States will stop issuing all non-immigrant visas from Russia beginning Wednesday until September 1st. The embassy says the halt is a reaction to the Russian government-imposed cap on its staff levels. An embassy statement said all non-immigrant visa operations across Russia will be suspended on August 23rd. Operations will resume in Moscow September 1st. Visa operations at the U.S. consulates will remain suspended indefinitely. Statement said all scheduled appointments for non-immigrant visas would be canceled. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA's World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.